Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of JoJo's Empowering Journey. I'm your host, JoJo, and today we have a truly inspiring guest with us. She's an accomplished author, a guided autobiography instructor, and the founder of the successful writing coach business. Please join me in welcoming the incredible Odelia Elgar to the show. Welcome, Odelia.
Hi, thank you.
No problem. It's truly an honor to have you. Let's dive right in. Can you tell us a bit about your journey and what it led you to become an author and a guided autobiography instructor?
Yeah. So I started writing when I was 10 years old. I was born in Paris, France, and I always loved to write and read. And so after a few years of married and have kids and everything, I just go back to writing and I'm super excited. It's already 15 years. I'm writing all day, every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's actually changed my life. So it really transformed my life for better relationship and better everything.
That's beautiful. What inspired you to take the bold step of launching your own writing coach business?
I think it's just the transformation that I had with my own journey of writing my first book, You Are Allowed. And since it was so powerful and really changed my life big time, so I thought I feel like I need to do that for other people. I need to guide people to do the same for themselves and have a better life. So
yeah, it's incredible how you've created a space for writers to flourish. Can you share some success stories or transformations that you witnessed through your coaching?
Yeah, I had a few women. I have also men, but mostly women. And I know through my writing program, one of them, she decided to move with her boyfriend and to, she was already, she's not young, she's in her 60s, and she decided to stop living alone in her home and to move to buy a home with her boyfriend. And now they are living together in the mountain. They are happy. And it was a transformation from my books and my writing. So I have also a lady who learned about herself more. She more connected to herself, to her body. And I have all kind of stories.
Well, it's evident that your work has a profound effect on people. Now, let's talk about this concept of self-forgiveness. How does it play a role in the transformative journey that you guide individuals through?
So it was a process I learned on myself first before I teach people. I think the most important is to let go of judgment. And when you're writing your own story, you have the ability to reflect on your life and to let go of judgment for other people and for yourself. And when you let go of judgment, you can find forgiveness for other and for yourself. And I think your life is much better when you do that, because forgiveness is not about forgetting, you know, It's about just having the ability to let go of the judgment.
Right, right. Can you elaborate on the role of storytelling in personal transformation and healing?
Yeah. So for me, it's like when I'm writing a book or a story or whatever, I'm thinking it's like going to a lake and looking at my reflection in the water, and I have the opportunity to do that. And I think for me, I'm going really deep down in my writing, but I understand with the time and with my client that not everyone is ready to go and go really deep down. But for me, it's like looking at my reflection and having the opportunity to take every trauma, everything I want, my sadness, my anger, and my traumas, and put them like if you grab a rock and put all that inside the rock, all your sadness, your trauma, and everything, and release it into the lake, and just release all that into your book, into your manuscript, and in book. So after I took all the word I needed, I just released them, and I enjoyed, you know, the transformation and everything that happened. So,
right. What challenges do aspiring authors often face, and how does your coaching address those challenges?
Oh, wow. So the one that people always talk about is, I had a client, she just asked me about that, and she said, oh, I cannot work, I cannot write anymore, I have a writer block, you know? And I told her there is not such a thing. And she asked me why, and I'm like, because it's not a block, it's actually your body and your mind and your heart trying to deal with what you just wrote. Because when you are writing, you need to give yourself a little bit of time to adjust of everything you are feeling in your body at the same time. You know, it's not easy to write. It's super scary. And when I started, I was scary too. But now when I write all the time. But for new people, they say, I have a block. You don't have a block. You need just a few days, a few hours to process all your feeling. And it's totally fine. Just take the time, slow down, enjoy the process. And then you can go back to write.
Absolutely. Can you share a personal or professional challenge that you've overcome in your own writing journey?
Yeah, I think challenges, we have a lot of challenges, especially when I wrote my first book. It took me 6 years because I wanted to share my story, but I was really sad, depressed, obsessed, and I was the victim of my own story. And I think for six years, I had a lot of challenge. Wow, it's a lot to remember and reflect on your past, on your story. It's a lot to let go of perfectionism when you think about yourself and your story, and also to think that people are going to read it. So one specific, I don't know, maybe just the fact to see the writing process really differently than other people when, you know, I used to wait to have inspiration. And one of the most challenging for me was to sit in front of my computer and write because I have ADHD and I'm bored super fast. So for me, it was hard to sit and write. So I decided I will train myself to, I have created a really good method to actually sit and write without moving for 1 hour. And it was the most challenging for me. But now I can write for 8-9 hours in a row. So,
wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Why do you believe self-forgiveness is a crucial element of the transformative journey? And how does it impact your personal growth?
I think that if you are not forgiving, you cannot have the full happiness you are looking for. Because at the end of the day, we are all looking for happiness. And when you don't forgiving, you are always busy thinking about what, like for me, let's give my example. I was really mad on my birth mom for giving me to, she gave me for adoption when I was 5 days old. And I was really mad at my adoptive parents for keeping my adoption a secret. And I think, yeah, and I think all my life, instead of having a good relationship with my husband and my kids and my friend and having the really happy life, and I was always busy. Busy judging them and thinking about that and doing, oh my God, they did that and they did, you know, it's really taking a lot of energy and a lot of time to have all the thought about people who hurt you. And it was really, really, really energy and time consuming for me. And I was feeling like it was on my body physically. It was so heavy. And I decided I had enough, you know, to listen to that little voice in my head, oh, you are adopted, or they let you, you know, all kind of stuff like that. And to have a really, really low self-esteem and really, so it's really important to slow down and let go and forgive. And again, it's not about forget. I don't forget I am adopted. I know I am adopted. And I don't forget what they did. But first of all, I understand that there are a lot of things we cannot change, first of all.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we cannot change this, a lot of stuff. And second, I now understand because of my writing process, I now understand that they did the best they could as that, you know, when I was born, she did the best, my biologic mom, she did the best she could. And she did the best to protect me. And my parents the same. I know it wasn't perfect. And by the way, there is not such a thing, perfection. So,
right.
Yeah. There is not such a thing perfection, but I cannot change some stuff, and I can just respect their decision. It's not my decision, so I forgive, and I feel much, much better.
I bet. Are there specific techniques or exercises that you recommend for individuals working on self-forgiveness through writing?
Yeah. Like, I think slow down. Stop running. I know we are all busy. We all have, I have kids, I have a business, I have a husband, a dog, I have so much to do, and I have friends. But first of all, slow down. And when you are in a hurry, slow down even more. Try to be aware that you have senses and you are not using them the way you're supposed to use them. And what mean by that is like when you are drinking a coffee, for example, are you taking the time to taste and smell the coffee or not? Or you are just drinking the coffee because you need to drink a coffee and you need to move on to the next step of your day. So please take a time to smell, to touch, and to feeling, to look around you and to be aware of flower or the cloud, sky, coral, whatever. And listen around you, what going on? Maybe a dog barking, maybe a phone ringing, I don't know. Take 1 minute and just do that. And after that, write. But when you write, you need to listen with your words. And start writing whatever you want, because it's not quality, it's more life.
I like that. I like that a lot. What advice do you have for aspiring authors who may be hesitant or unsure about sharing their stories?
Oh, wow. So this one is really important, but I think if you are just starting writing, forget about that for now. Because it's going really, really against what I just said about connect to yourself and look inside and connect to your feeling. I think for now, just let go of that, okay? And just start writing. And when you are done writing, there will be thousands of solutions to talk about that and figure out what we do and how we do, you know, how. Because when I start writing, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Oh my God, I'm writing about my mom, I'm writing about my dad, and what I'm going to do. Maybe I should wait until my mom passed to publish my book, you know. By the end of the day, there are a lot of editors, there are a lot of a way to do that. And to find the right way, you need first of all to go through the process and to go through the journey. And I finished my journey super with a lot of compassion for my parents. And after that, you just have to hire a good editor and a good publisher and, you know, and do whatever you need to do. But you will change your mind 2,000 times until then.
Right. How can individuals find their unique voice and embrace their personal narratives?
Oh, wow. I think forget about the rules that people are saying. There are too much rules about how to write, what to write. I wrote my first book, it's a memoir, and I did really differently. I use third person instead of first person. I call myself Esther in my book. And people say it's a memoir, it should be your name. And I say, no, it shouldn't. Because when you start your sentence with should or should not, it's not right, you know? So first of all, you are writing your story however you want to write it. I did in third person because it helped me to dig, to be more, to go deeper in my feeling. And the disconnection, it was helpful to actually reconnect with myself. And also I do a lot of personification and a lot of dialogues and a lot of stuff. People don't understand how I call that a memoir. So please stop worrying about the rules, because it's your book and you can do whatever you need. And again, we have editor, we have a lot of people can help you at the end of the process.
Yes. How do you think sharing personal stories can create a positive impact on a larger scale, both for the storyteller and for the audience?
I think if I understand your question, I think we all need to have a connection with other people and to find something similar in other stories, because stories are connecting us. So when I share my personal story, I know someone else will connect in some ways. And it's really important to remind people they are not alone. We have all of us, we have different stories, but we are all the same at the end of the day. We have all pieces of connection, and it's really, really important for us for our happiness and even for our surviving in that world. But I don't know if I'm answering the questions. So
yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for. Can you share an instance where you witnessed the profound impact of someone sharing their story?
Someone else sharing the story? I'm always, always touched when someone shares a story with me. But I have a lot of people sharing story with me, and I'm always, always super emotional and impacted. But I think the one time it was when I talked with a lady who gave up a child for adoption. I'm not sure how to say that the right way, because when I say give up a child, they're really offended. So I'm sorry. But it's my bad English, because I was, like I said, I was born in France. So, but when she told me about her story, about her daughter, and she's looking for her, and she hoped one day to find her daughter. It was a long time ago. Today, she's an old lady. And she never forgot about her daughter. And it was really, really a super emotional one for me. It really impacted me because it gave me another perspective of my birth mom. And it's always important to have more perspective about other story, about our story. And I think that what we are missing today in our world is more perspective, you know?
Right.
And this one was really, really, really changing for me, really impactful for me. Yeah.
Right. Balancing your roles as an author, instructor, and a business owner can be challenging. Now, how do you manage these different aspects of your professional lives?
Oh my God. Oh my God. So, oh wow. So like I said, I am writing all day long, and it's really difficult for me to put inside all that. But as a business part, I have business coaches, and I think they help me to structure that, to do a business plan, and you know, more organized. I really don't know. I'm trying to organize my day in a way that, or my week maybe, in a way that I can do both. But for me, it will be really a good thing if I can just hire a lot of people and take my laptop and go somewhere and like just forget about me for a few hours. Bye-bye. But yeah, right. it's really challenging. Really, really challenging. And I'm not sure what to say about it.
Yeah. Okay, what future goals do you have for your writing coach business? And how do you envision its growth and impact?
Oh, so I want more people in my programs to be, to find a safe place to really, truly share the story and have more access to, I want access to writing for everyone. And I want more people sharing the story and impacting life, and more programs, more groups, more people, more stories, and more impact.
Okay. And are there any upcoming projects or books that you're excited to share with your audience?
Yes, I have a children book, and it's really, really fun because I wrote that book with my kids when they were super young, when we just moved here to Colorado, and it's called Ruby is Scared, and it's about a little dog, and it's super cute and amazing, and I hope to be able to publish that really, really soon. It was for my kids, and now it's for all the kids. So I'm really, really happy about that. And I have a lot going on. So
I bet.
So yeah, I have a lot of programs, and I have a membership starting really soon in 2 weeks, where I just answer a question about writing and people sharing their story, and it's a really safe and amazing place.
Wow, sounds like it. If anyone wants to know more about your programs and what you do, where could they go to?
So I have a website, Odelia, Odelia Elgarat, it's Elgarat.com, with all my programs, my membership and everything. And I will have 4 more books published this year, so I'm excited.
I bet. Beautifully said, Odelia. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights. It's been truly an empowering conversation.
Thank you.
No problem. And to all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of JoJo's Empowering Journey. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Remember that your story is powerful and your journey is worth sharing. Until next time, stay empowered. Again, thank you, Odelia, for being a part of our show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah.